It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
City of Chronicles is a Bay of Chronicles production.
Benacer bends in the corner, cleared by the first man, Mkhitaryan. Inter are champions. Inter win the derby. Inter win the Scudetto.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Serie A. We are recording on Tuesday the 23rd of April, and already, despite there being five matches to spare, we already have our Italian champion for the 2023-24 season. There's no surprise as to who the champions are, but in dramatic style by winning the derby, the mother of all derbies, the Derby della Madonna, as opposed to the Derby della Madonnina, shall we say, Mina. Did you watch it? Did you enjoy it? Probably not. What are your first thoughts on Inter winning the Scudetto by winning the derby?
I was going to say, no, I didn't watch it. No, I'm joking.
That would have been great. End of podcast.
Yes. Thank you for having me. Ciao. I did watch it. I was weirdly especially happy for Simone Inzaghi. I feel like we have had a new winner for the last 3 years. Different coaches who have won the title for the first time in their careers. But I think, you know, whilst Spalletti definitely deserved his, it was nice for Inzaghi, who had been under so much stress and so much pressure last season after 12 losses in Serie A. There was so much written about him, whether he deserved to be there, whether he merited his position, how a team like his could have lost 12, you know, how they lost the winning mentality that Antonio Conte had given them. So for him to guide them this far, to have addressed the weaknesses that he had, that his team had showed previously, to have continued to improve this team despite the limited budget, despite selling players, I'm so happy for him. I'm happy for the style of play. I'm happy for the flourishing of players like Lautaro Martinez, especially as well, but mostly for Simone Inzaghi for finally showing us that he deserves this position and he is a brilliant coach going forward. Great game. I'm very sad, on the other hand, for Stefano Pioli.
Poor old Stefano Pioli, hey, Nikki?
Yeah, I echo everything Mina said about Inzaghi, and I think we definitely like need to give him his praise. But, I mean, the first thought for me is just not just the mother of all derbies, the mother of all derbies. There has not been the grandmother of all derbies, let's call it.
Nice.
There hasn't been a league title decided in a Milan derby before. It's also the joint earliest any team has ever won the league with five games to spare, like you mentioned, Patrick. It was such an occasion in a season that has been heading towards an inevitable conclusion, but we knew that Inter were going to win this league title. The opportunity for Inter to do it in this way was always such a tantalizing one for them, nightmarish one for Milan. We talked last week about how Inter had made life harder for themselves. If they'd won last weekend, they would have just needed to not lose this game. So they put themselves in a position they had to win this. And the way they did it, initially so confidently, but then building up to that nasty, gritty crescendo because Tomori scores and you've got Adli's showing all of Milan's frustration when he's booting things around on the sidelines, and Tomori celebrating that goal like it's a final and it really does matter that they win it. It all became such a brilliant spectacle. I think it was a really memorable end to this journey of Inter getting to the title.
It was. And in the lead up to the game, Stefano Pioli, who's a former Lazio coach, as is Simone Inzaghi, incidentally, was asked about the dynamic of the Milan derby, which has traditionally been quite friendly. You often see those shots in the crowd of a couple that's Inter fan alongside Milan fan. And he said, could the Milan fans almost learn something from the Rome derby ahead of this game, you know, and try and tap into a bit more animosity because there's so much at stake? And I felt the way the game degenerated towards the end reminded us a lot of a Roma against Lazio, you know, with those three red cards. Davide Calabria, who's the Milan captain, losing his head, smashing Fratesi in the face. Teo Hernandez, who's the vice captain, getting sent off again in a derby, another clash with Dumfries. It had a bit of everything this game.
You have two excellent teams that usually have two excellent sets of players that show and exhibit a level of maturity. And perhaps sometimes what you get with Roma and Lazio is a lot of pettiness as they're both trying to chase glory, whereas these two sides have existed so often in their lives. And I thought that yesterday we saw the lack of leadership in Milan, that also the betrayal by their leaders, in all honesty. You expected more from players like Calabria and Teo Hernandez. And I think that the frustration in their performances and their ability to do something this season consistently has led to such an immature performance. It was only 2 years ago that we spoke about it when Inter threw it away and they displayed themselves to be a professional team in these matches when Giroud would strike and sort of laugh at them as Inter looked so frustrated and they were so angry all the time and so emotional at every step. But this time around, it was Milan that looked like that. It was Milan that were frustrated. It was Milan that was emotional. It was Milan that took too long to respond, to show some pride and glory. And I think that those red cards is not really, some feistiness and a display from a team that was actually desperate to win. It was almost just frustration from very immature players who should have been the leaders of that. That's why I'm sad for them.
I want that immaturity. Is that wrong? Like, it's the derby. Like, it's the derby, and you're losing it to your league, to your greatest rivals, in a game that not only is going to be the first time that someone wins the league title in this derby, it's also going to get them to that second golden star before you get it. It's going to get them that 20 league title before you get it. Even though, of course, that's a whole conversation in itself that everyone can get worked up about a game, titles won sul campo. The fact is that Inter are going to wear that star on their badge next season. So you can do your big, fantastic, by the way, Banksy mural about nothing changes, but you know that it does. You know that it does. And so it should feel like it's on the edge and that people are going to lose their temper about it because that's football. And of course, there's a line, right? Of course, don't do completely stupid things. I mean, Calabria basically slamming his forearm into Fratesi's face. We're getting to the point there where I'm a bit more judgmental of it because, you know, you don't need to smash someone's face. But do I want to see a bit of pettiness and childishness? Yes, because I want to believe that it matters as much to you as players as it would to us as fans.
Support for Serie A Chronicles is brought to you by Manscaped, who are the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Shaving your jewels doesn't have to be risky business anymore, thanks to the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. This trimmer is all about keeping things smooth and safe, so you can trim with confidence. Treat your boys down there and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com to get 20% off plus free shipping with code Serie A. With Manscaped, it's easy grooming, no surprises.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
I think that was an important response as well towards the fans, because as you said, it had been such a flat, passive display from Milan. I mean, that Davide Calabria shot that produced a wonderful save from Sommer, notwithstanding, Milan had produced very little in the first half. You know, so Inter again score early in a derby, then they score early again in the second half. And at 2-0, you think, well, how are Milan going to score twice here, given the previous five derbies they'd lost by an aggregate score of 12-1? So although they scored late on, it was just nice to see the reaction, as you said, you know, Adli coming off and kicking over that one of those bins on the sidelines. And then, you know, Theo Hernandez getting worked up. That was because actually Fratesi was involved in both incidents. I don't know if he's a player that just manages to get under opponents. I'm not in any way condoning what's happened, but you know how you have that with certain players. We've seen it a bit with Mancini and Paredes at Roma and Robbie Savage back in the day in English football, you know.
It's no accident Materazzi got the headbutt, is it? It's no accident that Materazzi was the one who Zidane ends up headbutting. Like, there's certain players who use that to their advantage.
I like the segue between Gianluca Mancini and Materazzi, who, as Mina told us, they're sort of kindred spirits, aren't they? I think you were saying a few weeks ago, so, or that Mancini idolises Materazzi. But yeah, so because Fioliao, in his frustration to win the ball back, pulls back Fratesi, and then Theo Hernandez goes charging in, and then Dumfries, who already doesn't like Theo Hernandez, decides to grab him by the throat, and both players got sent off. So no, it's interesting because we hadn't seen too much of that in the derby. I remember that Theo Hernandez red card a few years ago when he hacked down Dumfries. That was when Milan were winning a derby. It was a sort of the mother of all tactical fouls, shall we say. But from a Milan fan's perspective, they know that Pioli is probably on his way out, almost definitely, we think now. Had they won the derby to postpone and prolong the title race, would that have changed the course of history in terms of Pioli? Probably not. It certainly wouldn't have changed the destination of the titles. How much does this matter to Milan fans? Clearly, it matters a lot to Inter supporters to be able to crow that they won the title by winning the derby.
It's proving to be almost impossible now for Pioli to know how to defeat Inter anymore. He doesn't really have an idea. You can sense that his decision to not play Olivier Giroud to try to spring a tactical surprise backfired. Once upon a time, when he would play Bennacer in a trequartista role or change Tonali's position and have him as an attacking player, they were brilliant that led him to glory. On this occasion, it seems like he just is out of ideas and he's struggling to find a way to surprise the opponent. But I do feel sorry for him, but that doesn't mean to say that he hasn't made mistakes. We have to question the reasons why he doesn't choose players who are performing at the right level, who are showing the right form. Why aren't you choosing them? Why is Chukwueze not starting certain matches when he's been brilliant so far in recent seasons? Why would you not have an attacking presence in Giroud against a very, very brilliant defense when you know Rafael Leao is always going to veer left? And he's already said that he doesn't like playing in that position as a false number nine. There are questions that we have to ask of Pioli, because I am a big fan of his and I'm somebody who always preaches patience. I didn't want Inzaghi to be sacked. I don't want Pioli to be sacked. You lose to Roma, you're so heavily criticized for those two performances against Roma in European competition. This is a time to stop the embarrassment, to six derbies in a row. It seemed almost impossible to me. I didn't even believe that Milan would allow it. I thought that we would see a proud display by them, a proud performance that fought like they would be angry. I mean, you guys talk about like, yeah, you love the pettiness. I wanted to see, okay, if there is pettiness, then let's see it from the beginning, not at the end. Like, let's see it from the start. Let's see the anger. Let's see you biting at ankles. Let's see you trying to fight, like making sure that you defend it, not leaving Acerbi to roam free in school. Like, it was just crazy the amount of mistakes that were being made. It was just a team that had completely shut down and thought, yeah, like, you know, what are we going to do? And this is what upsets me. And this is where we have to ask questions of Pioli. Like, how can these players be so unmotivated at this point when their reputations are on the line, when your reputation's on the line? What is going on? And he may go. My question is that I'm fine with him going if you can show me a replacement that's worthy. I don't know if he's the right coach to stay. I can understand the reasons against and for it. I do think, like I said, I do think he has his alibis. I don't think he's been given enough time. And we've seen with Inzaghi, when he has been given full support and time, he's managed to build something really fantastic. And Pioli has shown that he can win it before. Don't know why people don't think he can win it again. But I also think that a lot has been made of some of these players that I don't think are Milan worthy. I think they're very good players, but between Milan players, which is consistent players, players that can provide the clutch moments and provide consistency, which they don't have. They have players with a lot of promise. Not sure it's a lot of consistency.
Nikki, is there not an argument to say that the reason it appears so bleak for Milan is because they are comparing themselves to their City rivals? And occasionally you just have to concede that this Inter side are perhaps one in a generation, certainly in terms of the possibility of getting 100 plus points and the way they've dominated this league. And also this footballing legacy as well, that just how good the football has been. It's not black and white, is it? It's not a case of Inter winning, therefore everything Milan are doing is terrible.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah, but I think that is very much the crux of what's happening, though. Because if you look at it in absolute terms, Milan were fourth last season. I'm just reminding myself of their points. They were on 70 points last season. This season, with five games to go, they've got 69. So if in the next five games they make 2 points, they've done better than last season. They have actually been on a really impressive run pretty much since the mid-season wobble. Domestically, they've been very consistent. The only reason it doesn't look amazing is because Inter have been even better. And it brings me back to, I put this in my column this morning, it brings me back to Arrigo Sacchi after the Champions League semi-final last season, saying it's a Fiat 500 chasing a Ferrari. That was his way of drawing that comparison. And yes, sometimes it's not fair. I think that, unfortunately, that comparison is part of the story, whether you like it or not. And I think that the fact that this is now six derbies in a row is part of why he will go, is because Milan supporters just can't accept being genuinely at a record level of outdone by their local rivals. Inter have never won six derbies in a row before. I think Milan have done it a couple of times before, but Inter had never done it. So it's that sort of thing that does end up resonating with fans, getting under their skin, beginning to feel like something that's oppressive and inescapable. And I think that perhaps as well, unfortunately for Pioli, the other part of it is you had a chance to make a second narrative by beating Roma and going on and winning the Europa League, and you didn't take that as your alternative. So you had a chance to give them a different story and you couldn't do it. I think it's tough. I think it's definitely more shades of grey than I think some people want it to be. I think there's a lot of people who just want him gone and tell everyone he's the worst thing ever. And I think I would remind those people to be careful what they wish for, and that they also chased a certain Max Allegri out of town right before he went on to win an awful lot of league titles elsewhere. But I think that perhaps at this point it feels inescapable that Pioli is going to leave, and perhaps that will be better just for both parties.
I think I should have framed my question better. What I was basically trying to say is, I feel like we're looking at this too much from the Milan angle, when actually the story here is just how brilliant Inter have been.
Oh,
and
they've
won the league title with five games to spare. I'm just conscious that I feel like we spent the first 10 minutes of the podcast talking about Milan, who are just on the receiving end really here. They're the whipping boys, six straight derby losses, as you said. I think we should be waxing lyrical about Inter, which is what we're about to do right now. Mina, over to you, our resident Juventina. Talk to us in glowing terms about just how fabulous Inter are, please.
This is what happens when you bring in a director from Juventus and a former coach. They start a winning cycle.
See what you did there. Very good. Very good.
You introduced me as a Juventina, Addison. So it is Beppe Marotta.
This Juan Cuadrado has been a great signing as well, hasn't
he? Don't buy our players, buy our managers. Listen, this is Beppe Marotta's 10th title, which goes to tell you exactly like what this director can do. I mean, he has really gotten rid of the toxicity that existed within that dressing room when he arrived. Brought in the right coaches. It's just been a conscious effort to be better, to create that family unit that they needed in the dressing room. Out with players like Icardi and Nangolan, and in came players who really believed in the squad. And he just said this wonderful thing yesterday in the quotes, that it's about investing in the man rather than investing in the player. And that was one of like his main principles at Juventus at the time when he was scouting players. He never scouted the best team in the league or the number one player in that role. He would actually interview them and have a chat with them and talk about them, what they like to do in there. That was so part, like it formed such a big part of why he would decide to go with a player or not. Paratici was the guy who knew how to scout the players, but it was him who made the final decision as to whether or not they would be an important member of the team. And creating a team has always been the most important thing to him. So second title, one with Inter, eight with Juventus. Marotta is an incredible CEO. And the fact of the matter is that he chose Inzaghi. He decided to stay faithful to Inzaghi and showed patience in trying to provide him with as much as possible, but even in allowing him to make mistakes. I mean, Inzaghi was a coach who was taking off players who were on a yellow card and not always making the right substitutions. And he continues to make mistakes because coaches do that. Ancelotti still does that with Milan, you know. That you're never going to find a coach who doesn't overthink. Even Pep Guardiola does. But it's remarkable in a three-year journey how far Inzaghi has managed to take this into side, whether it's a European final or now the Scudetto. And so despite reducing costs, and that is a collaborative effort from management. It's a collaborative effort with the coach to have all decided, okay, we might be losing these great players. We might be losing Onana, but we'll bring in a goalkeeper who's managed to keep more clean sheets than any goalkeeper in the top five leagues. We'll bring in Pavard, who will help initiate the attacks from the back. So we're not just dependent on Bastoni. We'll change the position of Çalhanoğlu so he becomes the most important player. It is these different things that has happened. It's a collaboration. And that's what happens when you support your coach. Sometimes people think supporting your coach is buying him all the players he wants. It's actually just listening to what he has to say, and you all have a say because everyone has something important to say. And I think that is what Inter have done, is show us how to be a team upstairs and on the pitch.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There was a super chaotic live with some Inter players after the title win, and you had Çalhanoğlu and Thuram both on the call at a certain point with Stephen Chang, the club president, and they were basically ribbing him, saying, "Listen, president, you signed us both for free, so you can pay us both some extra money now," and making a joke of it, which was an entertaining moment. And poor Zhang saying, "I knew I shouldn't come on this call," and of course, free is never really free. When we talk about free transfers in football, there's no such thing. Free means you're paying some extra in the signing on bonus. You're probably paying higher wages than you would have done if you paid a transfer fee. Free is never truly free. But it still absolutely is true that Inter have done some exceptional business bringing in Çalhanoğlu, certainly, and Çalhanoğlu's story. We were joking about the pettiness, and he's had his incredibly petty Instagram post calling out the Milan's fans, which was a clearly pre-prepared, generated image of him sat in front of people howling at him with banners, calling him a traitor and a clown. Because, of course, he left Milan in 2021, came to Inter, then had to watch Milan with the title without him. So he's had this one. coming for a while, but still, even if it took him 3 years to get it, has been a fantastic signing for Inter. Turam, I think it's wonderful that he scored what in effect was the deciding goal last night, because he has been such an astonishingly good signing, probably the signing of the summer, of the season really in Serie A, in terms of the value to what was expected. When you talk about, Mina already said it, the players who've left Inter under Inzaghi, when you said goodbye to Dzeko and Lukaku last summer, and also Correa, we'll say it quieter, the expectation for this attack was not at this level. It wasn't. And Turam had, like any normal player, his better moments and his worst moments. And I would think perhaps the missed chance against Atletico will be one of those ones that is a real moment that got away this season. But he took his goal brilliantly here. He's been a brilliant impact on that attack overall. And I think in general, we all feel that he, if anything, helped Lautaro to untap something different and become even better as well.
Absolutely. And you made a point there about free transfers. And whilst they're not free, you know, often you pay a premium in terms of signing on fees or actual monthly wages, etc., as it is in Italy. But Turam, I think there was €8 million in agents' fees, which are more than worth it. But more than anything, it's actually important for Inter, given their current financial plight, that they are free transfers, these players, because we saw it with Onana. He was a free transfer. They're able to make a huge profit on the balance sheet. And there's talk of them maybe doing likewise with Turam, although I'm sure they'd like to resist any sort of overtures towards him, because every year Inter having to try and at least turn a profit or at least break even because of their well-documented financial plight. But I completely agree with Marcus Thuram, and he scored in both derbies. He's scored in all of the big matches this season, you know, apart from Atletico Madrid, as you said, but at least domestically he had done so. And I think it's amazing, because he came in to replace, amongst others, Dzeko and Lukaku, and Lukaku scored five times in as many derbies. Now Thuram's got two and two, and so he's even picking up the slack in terms of that. But I completely agree with what you're saying about Marotta, and Marotta came out and spoke and said that Inzaghi deserves the credit. He's the architect of this, because some of the players he's been given, when they were signed, it wasn't exactly signings that blew you away. Jan Sommer, who's quite, goalkeepers have greater longevity, but he's already turned 35 this season. Mkhitaryan, who's now 35. And yet they play in Inzaghi's team and they appear world-class. But if they were world-class, there'd be a lot more clamour for them to be signed by other teams at the time. It's incredible.
But it's exactly that. I mean, Beppe Marotta also brought in Darmian. And I remember when he arrived, I was like, oh, you know, like, it's just not a name that wows you. And look how important he's been. Look how many appearances he's made. Look how his tactical flexibility has really allowed Inter to thrive and to have these different options.
Head to SerieAChronicles.com/Patreon now and subscribe to the Chronicles Tifosi Patreon membership with a free 7-day trial. Get early access to every full-length episode and voice note before the rest of the world. Plus, all episodes are 100% ad-free. And you get bonus Patreon-only exclusive episodes, video episodes, and behind-the-scenes extras. Also, be sure to join the new chat community in the Patreon app and chat with fellow subscribers.
Podcast Network. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.